Hey, it's Christopher John from San Diego. I just had a couple of quick things on my mind I wanted to mention. I had a short conversation with Clayton Morris on Twitter this morning about Path 2.0. And he uses it to keep images, video, specific to friends and family, and also, on a very limited basis, send things out to Twitter, Facebook, and wherever. My feeling has always been that I feel we're kind of becoming overloaded with social networks. There's Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Path, Instagram, Foursquare, all of these social networks, location networks. I feel like it's becoming too much. And there's not room for it all. I mean, if I want to use all of these services, I literally could spend half an hour updating all of them, and it becomes pointless to be socially active, to have no engagement with people, but to have all the social networks updated. It becomes, in my opinion, pointless, like I just said. I do, however, think that there's room for using two of these. People generally view things in two. They'll view it as, I have a favorite car, this is my second. Or, you know, when you explain to people what the best of anything is, they'll say, this is the best of that, and this is my, you know, this is the next best. For the longest time, I always thought it was people use Facebook and the alternative Twitter, or vice versa. And then I would see a significant drop-off with people using Google Plus as the latter. Now with Path, I think it's just a very limited kind of the flavor of the month that's here. And I'll try using it for a month, as Clayton Morris suggested, that he's just using this nonstop for the last 2 months. But my questions are, I feel like you've got a very limited engagement then. If we're on a social network, it's to socially engage. Which I'd also like to point out that if it hadn't been for Clayton Morris publishing this to Twitter and us having this conversation on Twitter, this conversation would not have happened on Path. So I think you're missing out on some of the social connections, some of the social learning, the feeling that other people, other users have, especially if you're a tech pundit, where you need to know what the average person is going through, what they're experiencing, because their experiences are going to be a hell of a lot different than somebody that has 125,000 followers. And that's basically my thoughts on that. Also, I'm kind of testing out Audioboo, see how well I like it. I've posted something on Comic-Con from about 2 years ago, and I'm thinking about using it again this July. So, just wanted to see how this is working, or if I'm better off using something like SoundCloud. So, let me know. That's it. Hope you guys everybody's doing well.